From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. The U.S. and its allies are continuing strikes against Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi's military for a second day. That Tomahawk missile was launched toward Libya from the USS Barry in the Mediterranean Sea. The strikes are aimed at enforcing a no-fly zone approved by the United Nations, but Gaddafi remains defiant.
Today's conflict is between the Libyan people and America, Britain, and the Christian party. All the Libyans, both men and women, are ready to fight and to be a martyr.
Colonel Gaddafi speaking through an interpreter to Libyan state television by phone today. Joint Chiefs Chairman Admiral Mike Mullen says the Western airstrikes led by the U.S. have so far been successful.
We've had a very significant impact very early in establishing this no-fly zone and supporting the mission, which is to protect civilians and also to be able to provide corridors or prevent the conditions for humanitarian relief.
Mullen, speaking on NBC's Meet the Press today, he says the Western assault effectively established a no-fly zone and has stopped Gaddafi's forces from advancing into the eastern rebel stronghold of Benghazi. Mullen says Gaddafi is more isolated than ever. The unrest in the Arab world has spread to Syria. Today marks the third straight day of protests there. Witnesses and activists say thousands have been in the streets of a southern city where security forces killed at least four protesters this week. In Japan, as emergency workers seem to be making progress at the nuclear plant crippled by the earthquake and tsunami 9 days ago, two quake survivors have been found. Japan's national broadcaster says an 80-year-old woman and her 16-year-old grandson have been rescued from their damaged home. Officials have raised the official death toll to more than 8,100, though, and that number could still rise sharply. Thousands are missing. Meanwhile, much of the country is facing shortages of basic supplies. NPR's Jason Bobian is in northeastern Japan. He says the shelves in many food stores are bare.
Here in the north of Japan's main island, many stores have run out of noodles, bread, and meat products. Entire milk coolers are empty. Gasoline is also in short supply. Most gas stations remain shut. Long lines stretch out of the ones that are open, and motorists are only allowed to buy roughly $12 worth of fuel at one time. Signs in the windows of many restaurants apologize that they are closed and state that they'll reopen when they can get more food. Electricity is returning, but water shortages persist in many of the hardest hit areas. Officials say more than 1 million people are still without running water. Jason Bobian, NPR News, northeastern Japan.
You're listening to NPR News. United Nations peacekeepers are helping police protect polling stations in Haiti today. Voters there are choosing their next president, but problems are being reported. NPR's Kerry Khan says election officials are frustrated at some polling places because of a lack of materials.
Election officials say they have not received the proper materials. They don't have the ink that they mark on people's fingers after they voted. They don't have enough of the ballot boxes in this one polling place where I am right now. They opened up the ballots this morning to get ready, and they were ballots from 2 years ago election, a senatorial race.
NPR's Kerry Khan reporting from Port-au-Prince, Haiti. The election pits a musician, Michelle Martelly, against former First Lady Mirlan Manigat. They were the top two finishers from a field of 18 candidates who competed in a first-round vote in November. That vote was marred by fraud allegations and unrest. Gunmen have shot dead 10 men and wounded four more after storming into a nightclub and opening fire in the Mexican resort town of Acapulco. James Blears reports that organized crime violence is hitting Mexico's vacation industry.
Police say the victims were between 25 and 45 years old. The gunmen fled afterwards and there have been no arrests. Acapulco has become a battleground between the Zetas drug cartel, offshoots of the Beltran Leyva drug cartel, and remnants of the Family drug cartel. This coming Friday, the Mexican Tourism Ministry is holding an international tourism fair in Acapulco with visitors from around the world. The U.S. State Department has issued a warning for U.S. tourists to be wary when visiting Mexico, which is in the middle of a drug war. For NPR News, I'm James Blears in Mexico City.
And I'm Giles Snyder, NPR News in Washington.